This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Cecile Richards, CEO of Planned Parenthood, finally came to the campus of Georgetown University and rocked the Catholic University campus. The unofficial student group hosting Richards was apparently not disappointed with her flagrant advocacy of abortion and her deriding of pro-life advocates. A congressional report rolled out Wednesday continues to shock those who hear of it. Illegal sales of abortion specimens are being hidden in a scheme hatched with specimen brokers. About one in five abortion providers allow the brokers to assume all the costs of procuring specimens and then say the thousands they receive do not exceed their non-existent costs. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Hillary Clinton says the numbers of people killed in gun violence should prompt congressional action because nothing else kills so many. She misses 1.3 million annually lost to abortion. The only rationale that keeps abortion acceptable to some is that adult persons have come to rely on the removal of persons deemed inconvenient to their lifestyles. Science and all medical school texts now acknowledge that human life begins at conception. The solitary idea that abortion rights were based on out-of-date science that could not then claim to know when human life begins is stunning. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.